Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Ayin Ches. We're starting a brand new perek. And our mission is going to address the case of Nechse Maluk. Nechse Maluk means Nechosim that she brings into the marriage. Either prior to the marriage that she had those Nechosim, or Nechosim that fell to her post-marriage. For instance, a Yerusha. Now these are different than Nechse Tzoyin Barzel. Nechse Tzoyin Barzel, you write those Nechosim into the Ksuba and you say, we have assessed and appraised the value of those Nechosim. They are worth, for instance, $10,000. The husband has full rights to use those Nechosim. Typically when we talk about Nechosim, most of the time we're talking about Karka. So the husband can deal with that Karka as if it's his own. And if Chas Shalom, this marriage terminates, either through death or through a divorce, then he'll hand over the pie, he'll give back those Nechosim. Or if those Nechosim are no longer in existence, he has to go and pay the $10,000 because that was an ironclad guarantee. On the other hand, Nechse Maluk, often they were not even written in the Shtar. For instance, she may not even have owned them until subsequent. And if and when she does own them, the husband doesn't have a right to the Keren, but he has a right to the Peiros stream, the income stream. And we've had before in our Besechta, it's Peiros Tachas Pirkuna. He receives those Peiros, and if Chas V'Shalom she is taken into captivity by gangsters, then he has the duty to go and redeem her. Our mission is going to deal with four separate cases of a lady that received Nechosim at some time. What means some time? Number one, pre-Erusin, and she wished to sell them post-Erusin. Obviously, if she received them pre-Erusin, and she sold them pre-Erusin, she was on her own. She's a total psula. Of course, we're talking about that she's a bageris. If she's a ketana and a nara, it would belong to her father. But if she's a bageris, she owns the nechosim before Erusin and she sells them. Why not? She's free to do whatever she wants. But our mishnah will address the question of she got them pre-Erusin and now she wants to sell them post-Erusin. Or she received them post-Erusin and she sold them post-Erusin. Pre-Nisuin, or she received them post-Erusin and she sells them post-Nisuin, or she received them post-Nisuin and she's selling them post-Nisuin. In all of these cases, does she have to ask permission from her husband? Can the husband void the transaction? That's what we're going to have in discussion of four separate cases. And we start with the first case. She received these nechosim before she became an arusa. And she is selling them now after the erusin. How do I know? That's the top Rashi. Achaloi tesaris, she received them. Vinisaris and Baruch Hashem mazel tov, erusin. And now she decides, I want to go and sell it. Moidem bishama b'sel, shemecheres v'nesenes v'kayim. No problem. She could sell it lichatchila. After all, she received it pre-Erusin. She has every right to go and sell it now, post-Erusin. Naflu, now that's case number one. We're going now to case number two. Naflu la mishin is arisa. The nechosim fell to her after the Erusin. And obviously she is selling it now after the Erusin. Now there's already machlekes. Beishami Oymrim Timkar. Beishami says, no problem, you can go and sell it. Beisil Oymrim Loi Timkar. No, you cannot sell it without the consent and the acquiescence of her husband. Because after all, she received it after she was already ashtikl married. In English, they call it after the betrothal. Marriage with a smaller F, because there was no nisuin yet. But the husband obviously is in the picture over here. We cannot ignore him. Therefore, Beisil says, don't sell it. However, even Beisil agrees. Shemachra v'nasna, the diabet, if she sold it without his consent, without his approval, chayam, because after all they're not fully married, they're only married with a small M and not with a capital M.
The father has no standing here?
Talking about post boikris, post nar. If she's a ktana or nar, the father has a major say. However, she's a boikeret, she's on her own.
In this case,
yes,
it's a valid sale. You can't claw it back, obviously.
Whoever has the right to go and sell has the right to keep the proceeds. So if she has the right to sell, like we say, according to Bishamim, and according to both of them, b'di'evet, it's her money. We go now, Omer Yehuda. So we're still in case number two. What was case number two? In case it fell to her after Erisin, and she's selling it after Erisin pre-Nisuin. Machlekit v'sham b'selo, but the Yehuda, everybody agrees, the Mechor is kai. Omer Yehuda, Omer Chacham lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that the unidentified Chacham, we don't give them a name, they said in front of Rabbi Gamliel, I don't understand why that is the case. Hoyel v'zocha b'isha. After all, the Orus has been zocha to his Arusa. There's the Kiddushin. He gave her her ring. They're married. If that's the case, liyizku v'nechosim, why shouldn't we get the nechosim? The Gemara is going to ask, who are the Chachamim addressing? Are they addressing Beis Shammai, that's a Timkar that you can go and sell the Chatchila? How can you sell the Chatchila? She's a married lady. There's an Oris in the picture. Or are the Chacham addressing the B'dievet situation, where everybody agrees, even Beisil, Shemachra, the Nostakai? How can you say that? He's married to her. Zocha Be'ishal Yizkim Nechos. The Gemara is going to ask that question as we enter into the Gemara. Which case are we talking about? Says Rabbi Gamliel now rhetorically, Amalehem, Alachadoshim Anuvoishim. We frankly are somewhat ashamed of the halacha after the chadoshim. What means after the chadoshim? When she received the nechosim post nisuit. Even there, my sentiments, says Rabbi Gamliel, are that she should have the right to go and sell it lechatchila. It's her property. We are somewhat ashamed and embarrassed that the halacha is that post nisuin she cannot sell it without her husband's permission. You want to go and now add to that yishanim, meaning property that she already received when she was still an arusa. No, we can't go and push it that far. We're going to focus on this discussion much more in the Gemara. Now we're going to go and skip to case number four. We had the first two cases. First two cases, she received it pre-Erisin, sold it post-Erisin. Case number two, she received it post-Erisin, sold it post-Erisin, pre-Nisuin. We're now going to jump Nafla Mishanisis. She received the property after she was already a full Nisuin. We skip the case of when she received it post Erisin and sold it post Nisuin. We're going to come to that case. Naflu Mishanisin, she got the Nechasim after Nisuin. And of course she sold it post Nisuin. Well, at least she wants it. If she sold it, gave it away as a present, then the Baal can say, no. He had no right to go and sell it, and he can extricate those nechosim from the lekuchis. So that's already case number four. It's about that case that Rabbi Gamliel said, frankly, I'm ashamed that that is the halacha, because I, Rabbi Gamliel, would hold machra v'nosna kayam. After all, it's her property, even though she's married to her husband. It's not a miksuba, this only fell to her post nisuin. When he married her, he didn't marry her for that futuristic property. He married her for her malus, including whatever the chosim are set forth in miksuba. If afterwards she wins the lottery, that's hers. If she afterwards she got a Yerusha, it's hers. That's what Rabbi Gamliel holds. But we see from our Mishnah that the Mishnah disagrees and says, Now let's go to case number three. Adjulei nisus v'nisus. She received the property pre-nisun. In other words, post-erisin, even theoretically pre-erisin, but you don't have to go that far. She received it during the erisin period. V'nasa, and now she held on to it and sold it post-nisun. Rav Gamliel oimer, emachra v'nasna kain. Rav Gamliel is shitasoi, who feels that she has as many rights as possible, since she received it pre-nisun, even though she's selling it post-nisun. It's a good mechir, and the husband cannot disturb it. And again, we have the same type of dialogue that we had before, except that before Reb Yehuda led the dialogue, and now it's Umar B'Chanina ben Akavya. Umar Levnei Rav Gamliel, Hoyul V'Zoch Ha'Isha, V'Hizkim V'Chasim. Now we're not talking about Narus anymore. We're talking about full-fledged Nisuin. If the Nosui, meaning the husband, has been Zoyche in the Isha, that she is his full-fledged married Nisua, he's Kim Chosim, shouldn't he be Zoyche in the Chosim? And once again, in other words, what was his Vart? How did you say to Gamliel, Imach Benos Nakayim? She's a married lady. The husband should be able to Moitzi Miyad HaLekuchais, like we said in the previous case. And once again, Gamliel says, Oblehem HaLechadoshim Anuvayshim. We are frankly embarrassed about the halacha to which you just referred, that if she received the nechasim post nisun and she sold them post nisun, that the baal moitzi miyad lekuchais. I disagree, says Rav Gamliel. I'm embarrassed by that halacha. Elishatim galgalena yishonim. You want to even add to that nechasim that she had previously, which she is now trying to sell post nisuim, you want to even add to that as well and say, Abal Moitzmiyar al Kuchais? No, we can't say that. We can have much more discussion on the Amid Beis. Reb Shimon Choylik Bein Nechasim L'Nechasim. Reb Shimon says, all of the foregoing discussion is fascinating, but you have to distinguish between two different types of Nechasim. Nechasim HaYiduam L'Baal, or Nechasim She'enim Yiduam L'Baal. We're going to have a machloikis in the Gemara, what's the definition of Yiduam, the Einam Yiduam. But the point Reb Shimon is trying to make is, when a husband marries a wife, he has many different considerations, including mamon, including material considerations, including financial considerations. What financial considerations does he have in mind? Those things which are on the table, that he knows about. Then he starts thinking, oh, if I get married, there's an El Tzedo over here who's a multimillionaire, and we're going to go and receive all those nechassim. That's unfortunately part of human nature. But what happens if there have been nechassim that are not on the radar screen? The Gemara is going to give an example, nechassim which are min Medinas Hayam. I live here in New York. Yes, I know the Zaydis, Baruch Hashem, has quite a few nechassim, but I didn't know that he owns part of Canary Wharf in London, or I didn't know that he owns the crown of the king or the queen in England. I didn't know that. If I would have known that, anyway, those are nechassim she'enim yidum. We'll see mitchem in the Gemara of the Amid Beis. And so therefore, Reb Shimon Choylik bin Nechassim Nechassim. Nechassim ha'yiduam lebaal loy timkar, because he had his mind on it, and that perhaps was implicit in his proposal for marriage. She shouldn't sell it. Imach benas the bottle. However, she knew, he didn't even know that these nechassim exist. So that certainly was not within his chishbonis when he decided to propose to her. Nechassim she'yiduam lebaal loy timkar. She cannot sell it. However, if she sold it, it's okay, because that was not part of the deal, so to speak. Not explicit, not implicit. He didn't even know that those nechassim existed. Okay, there's going to be a lot of discussion on the Amid Beis. So, yes, what's your question?
So we said Barzel now. So if it's not a written, then
this is not
what's the argument?
Barzel, this is all Nechassim. Look, none of them is written in the...
So if it's in the Barzel, it's written, then it should be. If not, it's
Barzel is totally separate. Your point is, if it's not Nechassim Barzel, just Nechassim Luk, she should be able to go and sell it freely. You and Rav Gamliel are exactly on the same page. And that's why Rav Gamliel keeps on saying, I don't understand why she shouldn't have free reign over her Nechassim. even though there's so many other things that link the husband and wife, but on this point, financial matters, it's hers. Why shouldn't she be able to sell it? You think exactly like Rav Gamliel. We're going to talk about this morning on the base. Zok Imar. We started off the first case, Isha Shanaflu Nechasim, before the Erisin. She sold it post Erisin. Everybody agrees. Kai. However, if she received it post Erisin and sold it post Erisin, Achleik Misham Beisol. Frank Dimar. Maishna Reshid Loi Pliki. Or Maishna Sevid Pliki. Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai. Reisha Bishusa Naflu. Since it was pre-Erisin, she's the only game in town. She's the only person that can clone, that can claim any ownership. Obviously, it fell because of her. In other words, this bischusa doesn't mean a spiritual bischusa. This means a financial bischusa.
Beneficiary. She's a beneficiary of it.
She's the sole beneficiary, exclusive beneficiary. So why shouldn't she have the right to go and sell and do whatever she wants? Seifa bischusa inaflu. She was already married, small M marriage, fine, but married already to her husband, and so therefore it fell now when he is the beneficiary, it fell in his rishus. Frank Timora, if that's the case, and bischusoi naflu, ki machar v'nosna amaykayim, and everybody agrees, b'dieved elav elamoydim shemachar v'nosna kayim. If you're telling me it fell, he's the beneficiary, it's his rishus, he should keep it. So to my Ella, Reisha Vade Bischusa Naflu, Sefer Eimer Bischusa, Eimer Bischusai. In the case of the Reisha, when she got it, pre-Erisin, clearly it fell to her when she was sole, exclusive beneficiary. Nothing to talk about. Sefer, however, I can look upon it as being that she's the beneficiary, or he's the beneficiary. Why do I look upon it that way? So Rashi says a very interesting smart. Rashi says, Erisin oises sofik nisuin. 10 lines before the end of the Rashi. Shema tovah l'nei nisuin. Shema loy tovah. Even though I assume 90% of the time, 95% of the time, Erisin led to nisuin. Remember, a year later, but presumably there were 5% of the time that for some reason the marriage was not consummated. She might have passed away. He might have passed away. Or there was a falling out between the mechutanim, or for some reason, who knows why?
Yeah.
We know that every chasana there are always some sichsuchim between mechutanim. Should we make the chasana Tuesday night? Should we make it Wednesday night? Should we have 300 people? Should we have 400 people? How many people is it? Who should be the musician? And who should we have mechitzis? And how big? And how tall? And this? And separate seating? And joint seating? Right? There are a million different things that you can discuss and argue about.
A long time.
Exactly. So over here, who knows? So therefore, says Rashi, it's chasavik. Safik shemetav. Shemaloitavoy. Ah, since it's a safik, lechat chila says imar. But if at the end, Baruch Hashem, they are going to consummate the marriage, and she sold it, okay, so we already pointed this out in the Mishnah. Remember, what are the Chacham saying? We don't understand why, since obviously, Zocha B'Isha, the Orus has been Zocha in his Isha, he has given a Chasim, so why shouldn't he be Zocha in the Chasim as well? Rabbi Yehuda is quoting this in the name of the Chacham. Is he quoting this Keneged Lechatchila, meaning Keneged Beishamai? The Beishamai said Timkar. How can you say Timkar Lechatchila? He was Zoycha B'Isha, she's a married lady. Or is he going to Dievet that everybody agrees Shemachar V'Nos Nakayim? Let's bring a raya from a brisa, and the brisa is directly on point. Tesanya Amr Yehuda, Amr Lefnei Rav Gamliel, Hoyu Vezu Ishtoi. Both in the case of the Erisin, it's husband and wife. In the case of the Suin, it's husband and wife. Would anybody mind terribly if we turned off the air conditioner for at least 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes?
Thank you.
I think that that's what's going on. So maybe we wait until, well, it's up to you. Whatever you like.
Yeah, thank you. We don't like the air conditioner.
Okay. So, should we open up this window as well to get a little bit of a draft?
As long as it's not too strong for you to...
It won't be worse than the air conditioner, can you show you? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Says Gemara, Hoyil Bezu Ishtoi, Bezu Ishtoi, since both in the case of Nisuin, it's his wife, and the case of Erizin, it's his wife, Zu Mechra Batl, in the case of Nisuin, we said in the Mishnah, if she sold in Machra Benosna, the husband can be Moitzi Miyad of the Kuchais, so the Mechra is Batl. Avzu by the Erizin, the same thing should apply, Mechra Batl. Now notice before we continue on, his complaint is not, how do you go and say, like Beishamai said, but rather, how do you say that machra v'nasta kayim b'diavet? It should be machra v'nasta batel. Ah, so we can be poshed our shayla that we're not talking about the lechatchila din of Beishamai, but we're talking about the b'diavet din where both Beishamai and Beisil agree that machra v'nasta kayim. And Rabbi Yehuda says before in the name of the chacham before Rabbi Gamliel. How could that be? By the suin you agree that it's bottle b'diavet. Here too, it should be bottle even b'diavet. Amar hence, again, Rabbi Gamliel responds, al chadoshim anu boishim. Frankly, I'm embarrassed about the halacha by chadoshim. Even there, I think that when she's a nesua, she received it nesuin, she sold it post nesuin, I would still say she has the right to sell it. It's her nechasim. You're adding to that those nechasim that fell to her when she was an arusa, or that she's selling when she's an arusa. Why? Anyway, what do we see from this? Right, that the challenge in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda was posing the name of these unnamed chachamim is not against Beishamai lechatchila like Timkar, or Beishamai says Timkar, and the Chomer say, no, like Timkar. But they're arguing even on the B'diavit case, when Beishamai and Beisil agree, Machra Benos Nakai. Now we have a new version of Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Tanya, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Loi kach eshiva nam gamlir chachamim. No, it's a blush nichusa. Loi kach eshiva nam gamlir chachamim. It's not that Rabbi Gamliel said the Chom that Ala chadoshim anu voishim ala sha'atim galgan leinu asayishanim, but rather ala kach yeshivan. Lo yim amarta minasua shekim baal azakoi minatziyosa umimasi yadea mafores nedorea toim barusa she'im baal azakoi lo yim minatziyosa lo yim masi yadea v'lo yim mafores nedorea. What's going on over here? What's going on is that the kasha that Rav Chanina ben Akavya as well as Rav Yehuda and Amishnah posed in the name of the Amru Chachamim to Ram Gamliel, they said, Manishtana, Zu Ishtoi, Mizu Ishtoi, like the Gemara said at the top of the Yamid, Nesua, the halacha is, it's his wife, and you, don't you agree that the halacha is, in Machra Venosna, Baal Moitz Miyad Lekuchais? So by Rusa, there should be the same din. Why do you say that the Mecher is Kaya? What did Ram Gamliel answer in our Mishnah? Ram Gamliel said, said Rav Chanina ben Akavya, you know, that was not the response of Rav Gamliel. In this case, you don't have to respond that way. There's an obvious distinction between Nesua and Arusa. By Nesua, it's a full-fledged marriage. In which respect? The husband gets her mitzioyz. The husband gets her masiyah dayim if he's paying her mizoynoyz. The husband gets exclusive rights to aforis nedarim. Turn Barusa, in Bala Zakoy la Mitziah, so he doesn't get her Mitziah. He doesn't receive her Masiyah Daim. For Liba Forest Nidura, he cannot independently be made for Nidarmi, he can only do it together with the father as one unit. Ah, so we see there's so many fundamental differences. That's why by Nesua, in Machar Menosna, Baal Moitzmi Adela Kuchais. But by Arusa, don't you agree with me? Doesn't it make sense that the Mecher is Kayim, Machar Menosna Kayim? Amruloi, again, this is the Braisa, Rebbe, meaning they're addressing Rabbi Gamliel, and they're saying, Rebbe, Mocher, take out the word law, Mocher, actually, this is, you know what? You make a lot of sense, we agree with you. She's only an Arusa, Arusa, the Oris has so few rights to her Nechasim, he doesn't get the Mitzia, he doesn't get the Masiyah Daim, he can't be made for on his own, you know what? We agree with you. However, this is Viachach Mocher Mal. What are you going to answer over there? After all, full-fledged marriage, and she's selling. What do you think over there? Amalahu said in Gamliel, Avzu Moicheres Venoisenes Vekayim. I hold she can go and sell lichat chila, even though she received the nechasim post nisuin. She's selling it post nisuin. It's her money. It's her bank account. It's her nechasim. She can do whatever she wants. Notice the lashon is so strong. Not mochra the nosna kaim. Meicheres lichat chila, says Rav Gamliel. Meicheres v'neisenes v'kaim. This is the first time we found anything like this. Even in the case when she was an Arusa and sold it when she was an Arusa, said Beishamai Timkar, he would talk agree. Cheres when he says. Beishamai said, Chas v'sholem. You can't do that. Loi Timkar. The Dieved in Mochra v'nosnakai. So this is really very, very strong halacha here. That Gamliel is really going out on the limb. And he's saying, not only b'dieved Mochra v'nosna, but Moicheres. Venoisenes Vekayim Lechat Chili can go and sell. Umrulai, so now the Chacham are responding from Liam, Hoyu Vizacha Meisha. You agree that she gets, he gets her Mitzia. You agree that he gets her Masiya Dan. You agree that he has now independent, exclusive Afaras Nadarim. So he is Kim Nechosim. Why shouldn't he go and get some Chilik in these Nechosim? In these next simulok. Amalahem, so Rabbi Gamliel says again, like we learned in the Mishnah, Al Chadoshim Anavayshim. I disagree with what you just said. Yeah, I mean, I agree, of course, with the Mitzi and the Masi Yadayim before it's the Rav. But the Gavi next simulok, that's off the radar screen. He is not entitled to that. Al Chadoshim Anavayshim. And therefore, she can go and sell it Lechat Chilah. The Shat and the Galgalina say, Yishonim, you even want to add earlier ones, things that she received when she was just an Arusa and sold when she was an Arusa, or when she was an Arusa and then she sold it when she was in a Sua. No, I hold that even if she received it post Nisua and she sells it post Nisua, Lichat Chila, that's the end of the price. The Gemara now asks, really Lichat Chila? For Anan Tanan, in our Mishnah we learned on the Omer Aleph, actually this is Venices, this is already an earlier stage, isn't that, that she received it post-Nisuan? She received it pre-Nisuan. She's selling it post-Nisuan. Ram Galil Oymer, Emachra Venosna Kayim, which means B'dievet. And you're telling me that Ram Galil holds, even if she received it post-Nisuan.
Stage 4.
That Mecheres Venoisenes Lichat Chilov. Amrav Zvid. Zvid says something very, very striking to me. Change the girsa. Meicheres v'noisenes v'kayim. Usually, when you have a Mishnah and you have a Braisa,
change the Braisa.
You have to change the Braisa. The Mishnah is considered to be the authoritative. That's Rabbeinu HaKodesh. The Braises are all supplementary. Even Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yishi, of course, are very, very strong Braises. But in front of a Mishnah, l'chayre, if there's a distinction, the Mishnah should be king. Yet our Mishnah says, Rav Zvid says, no. To me, change the Mishnah so that it should stim with the Braisa.
This is Malkia.
There in Bayer Malkia, it was
all Shmaitza and a Mishnah, right?
Exactly, good. They're both the Mishnah and the Braisa were the Malkasa. But to me, change the Mishnah, it should say, Mecheres and Esenes Vakai. Now, this is not only my point. If you look at the second choices, look on the second line, the Kosher Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Rabbeinu Meir. That's the Riva. I don't understand. The other Rabbah, how you look like Yabraisa, Mekame Arastasa? Void. Anyway, look at the choices for homework. But the point is, that's Reb Zvid's grace. Chiddush, change the Mishnah in the face of the Braisa, Mecheres with the Senes Rakai. And now everything is stimmt. Yes. Good. And then you're happy because that's what you felt also, that it should be even Lechat Chela. Mecheres with the Senes Rakai, even Lechat Chela, it's not Nechsi Tzambazah, it's Nechsi Malo. She can do whatever she wants.
So Nechsi Malug are Kinyan Paris only, and we see Kinyan Paris is Lavki Kinyan Guftami from this discussion, apparently.
Yeah.
Even B'dievet.
Yeah,
that seems to be the flow of it, yeah?
The Machlik is that you're talking about whether Kinyan Paris, Kinyan Guf, Lavki Kinyan Guf. We're going to deal with that a little bit further.
Okay.
We're not going to use those expressions, but we're going to deal with that concept.
Right. Exception, okay.
Yes.
But that also, if she comes with money in the bank account after she sold it.
Yeah, exactly. When she sold it, it's her money. She can do whatever she wants with it. Rapapa Amar, Loi Kasha, don't ask me a stira from the Mishnah and the Braisa. It's not a stira. Harab Yura Libra Ram Gamliel. Harab Chanina Ben Akavi Libra Ram Gamliel. It depends who is speaking on behalf of Rabbi Gamliel. Remember, we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Yeah, by the way, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya also in the Mishnah. But this braisa that we just quoted now at some length, this was exclusive of Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. And each one of them is telling the story. Om Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. Om Rabbi Chacham, the Chacham said to Rabbi Gamliel, kach v'kach. And Rabbi Gamliel responded, kach v'kach. Ah, it says our Gemara, it depends who's quoting Rabbi Gamliel. In our Mishnah, it was Rabbi Yehuda that was quoting Rabbi Gamliel. And what did he say in the name of Rabbi Gamliel? In Machra, Vinosna, Kayim. However, this Bryce, we don't find Rabbi Yehuda at all. We just find Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Alim Rabbi Gamliel. And he quotes the dialogue, Moicheres, Vinoisenes, Vekayim. Rashi points out, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is also in our Mishnah in the second part. Why didn't he go and speak up at that time and say, the halach is according to Rabbi Gamliel, Mecheres v'nisenes v'kayim. So says Rashi, because Chanina ben Akavya relied on the braisa for further explanation and explication. Figure with the braisa, the Mishnayis, as you know, are generally pretty succinct. That's why in every Mishnah you usually have one or two or three blot that has to go and explain the Mishnah, because Rabbeinu Kodesh taught Beloshim Katsara, Beloshim Katsa, succinctly. Therefore, we have to wait for other sources to explain further. So we need, when the Kavya says Rashi, relying on the Braisa for the Mecheres and the Senes of Kayim. Sure, is the Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel really holds? Does he hold his Kayim in the Evan? Does he hold his Kayim even Lechad Chelet? Frank Yimara, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Kibbe Shammai. After all, the only one that said Lechad Chelet after Eresin, that was Bishammai, who said on the third line, Bozog Be Shammai. You're telling me that according to Gamliel, you can be moichel lechatchila, not b'diavad, even lechatchila. So he holds like Beishama against Beisil. Does that make sense? Everything more hachi kama. Reb Chanina ben Akavya is telling us this. Le'nechlik Beisham Beisil al dobezeh. Our quote of the machlokes Beishama and Beisil is at fault, because in fact there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees that you can go and sell lechatchila according to Rabbi Gamliel. And with this, we have concluded the discussion directly related to our Mishnah and Rabbi Gamliel. We're going to come back to it in a moment. But now Rav and Shmuel open up a different parsha, because they now tell us what their psak is. Rav and Shmuel, the Amr Chamai, Bein Shenoflu Nechosim Ashle Nesarsen. She got the Nechosim before Eresen. Bein Shenoflu Nechosim Mishle Nesarsen. She got the Nechosim post Eresen. And now she became married. Habal moitzim yad ala kuchois. The Baal can go and take these nechosim back. We didn't have that in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we only had a case when she received it post nisuin, and she sold it post nisuin. Wow! Rabbi Shmuel is saying, even if she received it pre nisuin, even if she received it pre erusin,
that's really a chiddush.
Really? And that was something you post nisuin. Baal can say, no, give it back.
Here he's saying they can call back.
He's arguing on Gamliel, Shmuel are arguing on everybody.
Right.
So how can you be?
Right.
How can that be? So Gemara came on. Who's it going according to? To like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, leave it Rabbi Gamliel. To like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, leave Rabbi Gamliel. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the halacha? Machar menasna, kain b'diavad. Could have been in a kavi, you can go and tell it even the chachila. And here he's saying that the baal is moitzim yad al kuchis. Everything more inu diyamik rabbi seinu. There's another brisa which we haven't quoted until now that disagrees with our Mishnah. Which taking the brisa, the sanya. Rabbi seinu chazru nimnu. In later generations, they got together and they took a new vote, so to speak, and they say, Bein shenoflu lo ad sheloi tisaris. Bein shenoflu lo mishin isaris. It makes no difference. Venisis. And eventually she got married. That's word for word, just like we had Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel says, our Mishnah is the loy alib de hilchasa. We don't follow Rav Gamliel, we don't follow.
It's a snapshot of that time.
Well, nobody.
Sorry?
You don't follow Beishamai,
Beisil, Rav Gamliel, the whole kit and caboodle. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, we follow this braisa that says, at any time that she sells, at any time that she receives the property, where she received it when she was a baby, pre-Erison, when she received it post-Erison, when she received it post-Nisuan, if she sells it post-Nisuan, Baal Moitza Lekuchas, that Baal has full right to go and extricate it from the Lekuchas. Now, to what extent does he take it back from the Lekuchas? Remember, there are, once you have a Nisuan situation, you have a division of ownership, or division of ownership rights in the Nechsim Uluk, in the sense that she retains the Karen, it belongs to her, but he gets the payers, he gets the income stream. Right. Exactly. So this is what Barry was alluding to earlier about who has the real ownership. Is that the payrois or the Karen? So Gemara Lema Tanina Ketakonis Litakonis Usha. L'chayra our Mishnah is codifying the Takonis Usha. I skip Mishnah is Eilu Elamoy. Lema Tanina Litakonis Usha. Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Ba'usha is Kina. We had this Gemara earlier on. Usha, they were Masakin. You know, Usha was one of the 10 places that the Sanhedrin had to go into Golus shortly before the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So what did it say? Usha is kidding, they made a takanan Usha. Ha'isha, Shemachra b'nechsi muluk b'chaye ba'ala, talking about nechsi muluk, her husband is alive, u'meisa, and then she ultimately dies, ha'baloyitz mira l'kuchais, these l'kuchais paid money for this property to the woman. She told them, Rabbi Yisai, the only thing that I have at the moment is the Karen, but go and buy the Karen. Now, of course, they bought it at a major discount because this is on spec. Why is it on spec? It depends on who's going to go and die first. Gesundheit. If the husband dies first, then she's going to receive the property, and then the sale will be a good sale. Because I sold you my Karen, you'll have it. On the other hand, if she dies first, what's going to happen? The Baal is going to be Yoyrish. She's saying, oh, instead of Baal being Yoyrish, I want you guys to be Yoyrish, and that's why I'm selling it to you. So we don't know who's going to die first, he or she. One second. So it says over here, and the Kuchais paid money, and then she died, and then the Kuchais said, oh, wonderful. Now that this marriage is terminated, we're going to be able to grab onto the Karen and have these properties. Finally, after 52 years, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. So sorry, said the people in Usha, Habal Muitzman al Kuchais, he takes it back. No, didn't we say the same thing in our Mishnah? That if she sold it post Nisuan, Habal Muitzman al Kuchais. So isn't our Mishnah just codifying the Kodesh Usha? Gemara says, no, it's not exactly on all fours. Masnisim b'chayeh ulepeiros. Armish is talking about that she wants to sell this property to strangers whilst they are married after Nisuan. Says our Mishnah, no, Baal Moitzim al Kuchis. For what purpose? To be able to get that income stream so that she cannot go and foreclose that income stream to him. That's the Baal Moitzim al Kuchis. He can continue receiving the income. However, if and when Chas V'Shalom she passes away, then the Karen and the Peiros are all going to go and fly off to the Kuchas because they paid for it. That Koyach she still has. So all they can go and do, Baal Moitzim al Kuchas, is to ensure that they get the income stream, because after all, that's the only thing that he's entitled to. The Chayel is entitled to get the Peiros. The Konas Usha, the Guvishal Karko Le'achar Misa, the Konas Usha went one step further and said that even after she passes away, when, according to our Mishnah, then the Kuchais would get the property, the Karen mit the payers and everything, because the marriage has come to an end. No, because who she is, that he can take back the property and get the Kufa Karka even after she passes away. So,
but doesn't he inherit it when she dies? It wasn't sold.
If it wasn't sold, then he would yarshin it. Since it was pre-sold, he doesn't yarshin it. So it's Kodesusha that said he doesn't have the status of a Yoyrish, he has the status of a Lekeach. Therefore, he's the first Lekeach online.
Was he's junior to the earlier Lekeach.
That was pre-Usha. Right? Post-Usha, he's at the first of the line. He says, you guys think you're the Lekeach? I'm the Lekeach. I'm going to go and take it first before all of you guys.
But in our mission now, so this is going, not according to our mission, this is going to the Rav Shmuel. because our Mishnah stated that he can be Mose if she sold it. Except Rabbi Gamliel argument.
It doesn't say clearly in Rabbi Shmuel's halacha what they were saying about Moshe Mekuchais, whether it's in accordance with the Kana Susha or the Kana of our Mishnah. It doesn't say. If you say that Rabbi Shmuel holds Moshe Mekuchais means even La'achar Misa, that means that they're following the Kana Susha. Since they didn't quote the Kana Susha, they quoted Rabbi Seinu, presumably this is the interim step before the Kana Susha. And what Rabbi Shmuel is saying is, Rabbi Seinu told us that he can go and destroy or disturb this sale vis-a-vis his ownership rights. What are his ownership rights? To go and receive the income stream. However, the Karen was sold. When are the Mekuchais going to have the benefit of that Karen? Not now. As long as they are married, they're not going to get the income stream. They will get the Karen and the subsequent income stream after she chas v'sholem passes away. Instead of the husband yashining, they will get it because they already bought it pre her.
No, it says that
even if she sold it during her lifetime, not only does the husband get the income stream now, the pay rise, but after she passes away, when they come on the scene and say, we have a certificate that she sold it to us, he gets it and not them. Even the carrot. For this is a short Rashi that addresses this. Rashi about 10 lines before the end of the narrow lines. That what can a lechel peiris b'chayeho? However, ulachar moisa yachzer akarka lekeach. After all, he paid for it, he gets the carrot. Va'afil ameis b'chayim. And even if she died when he was still alive, he does a yarshin. Lo yirshen habal. It goes to the lekuchais. So what can he get in our Mishnah when it says bal moisa lekuchais? The income, just the peiris, not the carrot. Va'asu b'usha. Who should they got together? We're talking. That for the Gufish of Karaka, Yoyrish Abal, he kicks out the Lekuchais totally. Not only Bechayah Lepeirais, but even Achav Moisa, if they never see the Karen, they never get close to that property, he owns it lock, stock, and barrel.
So when Arbis and Gufishel Omer and Lotin Kor, Edomodin, Jimachor, and Nasrakai.
Yes.
So this means, so normally we would say that what is good, but Kanas Usha came and
reversed it. Now, even before the Kana Susha, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that we follow Rabbi Seinu,
right.
Even there, in that case, we're going to take away the parents.
Right.
Kana Susha, our whole Mishnah is historical, it's no longer Lamaisa, because after Usha, anything and everything. Now, you talked about the case of Hisham Bisil. Could be that Kana Susha is only a situation where she sold it post Nisuit. If she received it pre-Erisin and sold it post-Erisin, there everybody agrees, my Misham Beisil, Mechaz has said it's a guy. It's not a problem. Let's go back to the Mishnah. On the Avodah Shmuel.
Yeah. It could be.
Stage two. Because Rabbi Shmuel only talking about Nisus.
Right.
Go back to Lashon.
Rabbi
Sein Chazon in the Bench of Lila actually says. Bench of Midrasa. Then Nisus. About Moishim Yadal Kuchayis. It's got to be that there's already Nisus. What happens by Erisin? Oh! So we have the first case, which is uncontroverted. Everybody agrees.
We
should upload actually to Saris,
sure.
Even though she's selling it post Erisin. Everybody agrees. The Chachila she go mechayes from Saris Akai. What happens? Nafal of Mishin to Saris after she already became an Arusa, and now she wants to sell it pre Nisuin during the Erisin time. It we have Machlik Bisham Bisil, and Leil Moedim with the Evan Machlik Nas Akai. It could very well be that even Rabbi Shmuel would agree to that, because Rabbi Shmuel are only talking about the Nisus. And it could very well be that even the Tekanis Usha would agree to that. Tekanis Usha was only meant for the case where they consummated the marriage with a full-fledged Nisus. Okay? No problem. Getting back to the last halach of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon choylik bein nechosim lenechosim, which were nechosim ha-yiduam and nechosim she'enim yiduam. What's the definition? Sigmar says very simply, two pshat. Pshat number one. Eilein yiduam, eilein she'en yiduam. Amr Yisrael Reb Chanina, yiduam mikarkoi, she'en yiduam mitalkoi. When you have a piece of karkoi in the corner of 91st Street and Western Avenue, everybody knows who it belongs to. You just go to the county register. New York City today, you can do it on the internet. You don't have to even go
to Akris.
The Akris?
That's the website.
Okay, Akris. Just go to Akris and you see, this property belongs to Rabbi Smith. So you know exactly who it belongs to. The metalklin, you can never go and have an akris type of situation on metalklin for a very simple reason. I own it now, and 2 minutes later I sell it to you, and then you sell it to somebody else, and he gives it as a present, and then Chas Shalom, somebody passes away, there's Yerusha, and so on and so forth. There is no...
The time of Chazal for Karkos, they were Kohen.
They had a
Kohen.
It could be the Kohen was also based on that somebody was some written shtar somewhere. That's why the Gemara says that a shtar is Moitzi Kohen, it's Malpeh, it's not Moitzi Kohen. And that's why, according to Yehuda, Achrai is to a Sefer. You don't even need to go and... You should write the Christ, but if you didn't put in the guarantee, it's there anyway. Because anybody that went and bought a piece of property, there's a shtar. People knew about shtars. They would ask the dayanim. They would ask people that signed shtars. Yeah, yeah, there's a shtar. So there was a call. However, when it's about that, you never know anything. So that's why.
Does it tell Shofar? What was the?
That's why Yehuda holds that Christ is safe. Remeir disagrees, and Barry will tell you, don't forget Remeir was a Sofer, yeah. So he doesn't want to ascribe to himself that the scribes make scriptural errors. Anyway, Zog di Gemara, so if you had Karkois that was known, Sheni you do it in Metalkalin, and that's why the husband cannot come in Mavatl, any type of sale Metalkalin, it wasn't on his radar screen. He didn't know that this gentleman held tremendous amounts of diamonds in a safe, or cash in a safe, and he was good. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eilu v'Eilu Yidua Nek. No, even Metalton is Yidua. V'Eilu Hench and Yidua, because Yishev is Khan. V'Nafalun Nechazim Dina Sayyam. She, the whole family, her family lives here in New York. And then the grandfather passed away and he left over a property in Australia. Nobody even knew. But of course, she might have known. However, the husband certainly didn't know anything. So when that property comes on the scene, he has no right to say, well, that was implicit in my husband, I married her, I figured she'd get it, and blah, blah, blah. He didn't even know that thing. He doesn't even know where Australia is, let alone where that property is. Tanya Mihochi, hey, Shane, you do it, because Shem is Khan, Nafal Chosm, Dina Sayyam, just like the second shot, and you do it means that it's far away. Since we stop, have a wonderful day, everybody. See what's in the time, and again, commend sure to one
so
and all.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Now, can you? You should, please.